Dropping the D. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announces she is no longer a registered Democrat. She's going independent. She put out a video this morning.
We make decisions about what's best for ourselves, our family, and our community. And so we don't spend a lot of time thinking about, is this a Republican idea or is this a Democratic idea? Is this liberal or is this conservative? That's not how Arizonans think.
Sinema joins Maine Senator Angus King and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders as independents. She hasn't said if she will also join them in caucusing with the Democrats, but says she will not join the Republicans. Without her, Democrats hold 50 seats with Vice President Harris, again, breaking any potential tie votes. Basketball star Brittany Griner is back in Texas, freed from Russian custody on drug charges after 294 days and a prisoner swap for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
He's been accused of supplying arms to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, rebels in Rwanda, and drug cartels the world over. But White House officials insist that swapping a basketball player for a dangerous arms dealer was the only deal they could manage.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A confession from a FedEx driver who killed a 7-year-old girl in Texas.
Tanner Lynn Horner did not kill Athena Strand when he hit her with his truck. Police say it was afterward, by strangulation. And Horner confessed to it. He took police to where he dumped the little girl's body. Athena's mother, Maitland Gandy, expressed anger through her emotion.
I was robbed of watching her grow up by a man that everyone was supposed to be able to trust to do just one simple task, deliver a Christmas present and leave.
Horner is being held on a $1.5 million bond. Among the charges he faces, capital murder. Gandy calls for an investigation of how FedEx screens and hires contract workers. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Twitter owner Elon Musk says they'll be deleting 1.5 billion unused accounts. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
He's pleaded guilty in state court. There's a federal court hearing scheduled today for the man accused of the Tops supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York.
This past summer, a federal grand jury charged Peyton Gendron with 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death and 3 counts of hate crimes involving attempts to kill 3 people he injured. The indictment also, though, says Gendron committed the offense after planning to commit an act of terrorism. There's a status conference in federal court today in his case. Last week, Gendron pleaded guilty in state court to 10 counts of murder and 3 counts of attempted murder, as well as domestic terror as a hate act charge, which is authorized under a relatively new state law. Gendron live-streamed his killings, and prosecutors say he'd written a racist manifesto before the attack. Sentencing on the state charges is set for mid-February. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The former CEO of a collapsed cryptocurrency exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, says he's willing to testify at hearings about the collapse in Congress next week, but that he'll be limited in what he can say. A quarterback comes off the bench to lead a Thursday night football comeback for his new team.
Quarterback Baker Mayfield was claimed by the Rams off waivers just 2 days before, but he led Los Angeles on 2 fourth quarter scoring drives to pull out a comeback 17-16 win over the Raiders. Mayfield was 22 of 35 for 230 yards and a touchdown pass to Van Jefferson with just 10 seconds left to seal an improbable victory in what has otherwise been a disastrous season for the Rams. LA improves to 4-9 on the year, snapping a 6-game losing streak. Meanwhile, it's a devastating loss for the Raiders, who had won 3 straight games, but now fall to 5-8 on the season. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Florida Congressman-elect Maxwell Frost, 25 years old, the minimum age to serve in Congress, shares on Twitter that he was rejected from renting an apartment in D.C. due to bad credit. He says he ran up debt campaigning full-time, driving for Uber when he could. The median rent for a studio apartment in D.C. is $2,600 a month. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.